Hey everyone, Jason here.
Casey here.
Casey, happy non-denominational winter themed gift giving season to you.
And when the heck did he come that?
I heard that on the radio the other day and thought it was hilarious. It goes along with the whole everybody's got to say happy holidays as opposed to
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's like it went from the Christmas holiday, Christmas Day to the holiday season. The holiday.
Yeah, it's like you got to be careful when, you know, you're all happy walking down the street, you run into somebody you know, and you got to like think twice about what to say. And, you know, normally you'd just be like, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But now you got to be like, happy holidays?
Yeah, I know. I mean, Christmas, it's like Christmas is about Christ. It's in the name.
Exactly. It's always been called that, but yeah, let's just...
Well, things change, but we haven't, and we're celebrating Christmas! Merry Christmas!
To all!
And to all, not a good night yet, because we still got more for you. So, you know, on this topic at school, we grew up with a Christmas concert.
Christmas pageant.
Well, we didn't call it a Christmas pageant. What, were you in skirts and heels?
I just remember that from a certain movie, The Christmas Pageant.
Yeah, well, he's probably been listening in on some of my Hallmark movies then.
That could be. I gotta say, you've watched far less than I expected you to this year.
And I've been into books lately.
Yeah, that is true.
But you ones know, I should not discuss here.
And I was actually open to, you know, like she did watch... A few, you know, you did watch some movies, and I was actually good with.
And he told me that he's like, you know what, I really don't mind these, and I'm like, can I get that in writing?
No, you can't.
No, and I don't have it recorded, but I do now.
Dang it! That's right. Okay. Oh boy, I just said I like holiday movies. Oh, wait a second.
No,
I just said
Hallmark.
I like Hallmark movies.
Holiday movies.
I've been ripping Christmas. These movies for years. So here's my analogy of a Hallmark movie. So it's like always the same actors, and it's always the same storyline, whether it's summer, winter, Thanksgiving. So I gave one example that I think I told you the other day. I'm like, it'll be a Thanksgiving movie, and this couple comes together, and they're starting to kiss, and then all of a sudden, like, the scenery behind them gets pulled out, and then they bring in the Christmas scenery right behind that, and the snow start to falling, and it's the same people, the same scene. They haven't even taken their heads apart yet. The same story, but it's just a different background. Same people, same story, different background.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hallmark.
Okay. That is true in a sense, but I do have to say that what I love about Hallmark movies is that they're wholesome. And you don't have to worry about your kids watching them. And, you know, there's not going to be any language they can't hear or anything going on between a couple they can't see.
It's a great point,
yeah.
For sure.
And it's like, you don't think about anything else. You know, there's never really a big villain that you're worried about.
Right.
There's never, like, somebody that's going to come out of a corner and capture them and kidnap them so you're not, like, biting your nails on the edge of a couch. It's like, literally, you just sit back, you shut your mind off, you watch, and you just enjoy.
Wow. Well, you know what? So that, that Casey, you just, I mean, that's why I started to like them, because that's got to be it.
Yeah, and this time of year too, during the holidays, I feel like everyone's like always like stressed, like zoom, zoom, zoom. I got this, I got that, we got this, we got that, and everyone's super busy and stressed out, which we're totally not.
We have not been stressed at all.
But that's why Hallmark is popular, because it takes people's stressful minds off of the holiday.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know?
Good point there. Good point.
But yes, I do want to get back to why our holidays aren't stressful. But we are going to pause for 1 second. You won't realize it, but our daughter is yelling in her room. This is the one that never sleeps, let me tell you. So,
yep.
Within a snap of a finger, we'll be right back. And we're back.
We're back.
So we are going to discuss why we are stress-free during the holiday season here. And don't get me wrong, we have our daily stresses with typical daily things. But We don't have that added holiday stress to our daily, and this is why.
Why is that, actually? I'll let you take the lead on
this. Because we start the day after Halloween.
We give ourselves plenty of time.
Yep. So we get a lot of flack for decorating early. Whenever we post pictures of our Christmas decor the first week of November, people are always like, oh, so you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, huh? It's like, really? Do we have to celebrate Thanksgiving with orange and brown? Why can't it be green and red? Like, yes, we do celebrate Thanksgiving. It's actually...
Thanksgiving is definitely one of my favorite.
Yeah.
This one we'll call a holiday because that's, you know, that kind of describes them all together. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that we reflect on. And mm-hmm. we did spend a lot of time this Thanksgiving, with our little ones too. Yep. Now trying to instill into them, you know, what are you thankful for and what are you grateful for? There's so much to be thankful and grateful for. So
yeah, and this year they even wrote down things. So we do activities during that month that pertain more towards Thanksgiving, not just Christmas.
Yeah.
So but we start early decorating. So the decorating is done. Okay. We add on as time goes because we do a lot of crafts with
and
the
Casey
kids.
Just can't stop. She just can't stop.
I can't stop this Christmas.
And that's okay. There's I love it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But I know when she says
I'm
that,
obsessed.
So okay, I think I got everything all done.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
As
she'll
soon as
be
the
back.
trick-or-treaters are gone, I throw the candy in the air and I said, kids, take down that Halloween decor. It's Christmas.
And it's so true. The day after Halloween. So Halloween was, trick-or-treating.
Always
the 31st. But that was a Sunday, right? So
yes.
It was Sunday. I went to work on Monday.
All the Halloween decor
I came home from work after work on Monday, and the house was completely stripped of any and all
decor.
Halloween decorations.
Everything.
And I was like,
Halloween, all decorations come down because with Christmas, it's a new fresh
start. And I know this, but I was just super impressive. There's a lot of stuff out. Casey is a great decorator, and there's lots of stuff out for every season. So
I'm obsessed.
For her to be able to get everything down and out of there, and already starting to have the Christmas stuff up, and
And everyone always asks me, you know, like, where do you store all of your holiday stuff? Well, I store it in the basement.
Yep, we got a big basement.
And then I also get asked, you know, like, where do you get all of your holiday decor? You know, do you get that much every year? No. So I get my decor at all places, and people always ask about certain things, but a lot of things I've had for years because I really don't throw things away. I just rearrange everything every year. So I've been decorating my room since I was probably 14. And those decorations, when I lived at my parents' house and decorated in my room, I still have all those decorations. So
that's
from
made you a great
14
decorator, by the
to 35
way.
Years.
Wow.
You know, well,
yeah,
I'll be 35 in January. I don't know why I'm giving myself up to 35.
Why? Yeah, you're already like adding a whole
nother number.
Yeah,
but you know what? I'm okay with
whatever.
That. I actually am not a numbers person.
No,
I really
me
don't
neither.
Care about that. But anyways, so I have about, 20 years of decorations, you know? So sometimes people are like, where'd you get that? I'm like, I can't even remember.
Yeah, I mean, that is nice. Everything that goes out comes back in. So if you got it all from when it went out and it's coming back in, you are good to go. And she does make a lot of stuff. So our Christmas tree this year, which you can see on our YouTube channel, The Lawrence Network, has a ton. So it's got the gardener's theme this year, and all of the Christmas decorating in the house does. It's probably one of my favorite themes. I love the way that she decorates with naturals. And so the Christmas tree, we've got a big 12-foot tall tree. And a couple of years ago, she went out and found these vines in the woods by her parents' house, and she cut them and twisted them together and kind of put them together so that they can wrap around the tree like garland. So
they
it gives
like
a real, like,
Yeah, they look like bare branch grapevines.
Yeah, yeah, I love that look.
And it's a beautiful natural garland, but long story short, I make a lot of freaking ornaments.
Yeah, she did a lot of...
from the garden.
Snipping hydrangeas, yeah. Dipping them in glitter, glue.
Lots of DIY videos on the Lawrence Network if you want to check those out. But, you know, another reason why we are not stressed during this time of year is also because we make sure that we save money in an account for Christmas, so that way by November 1st I can start shopping.
Yeah, yep. And we have not always done that. There definitely have been years in the past where we had to start a lot later than that,
the second week of November. But let me get to this though. Okay, so by December 1st though I am done shopping. And usually by December 1st, I have about 85% of my gifts already wrapped.
It is really nice because, of course, happy wife, happy life. So if she's got all that stuff done
and
under
that,
control.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. Come on now.
Yeah.
But if she's got all that stuff done and under control, then that means less stress for her, less stress for me, and it's a Merry Christmas for all.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
But that's what makes it stress-free, I feel, this time of year, because we already have all of that hectic shopping done. We have everyone thought out, planned out. We got our gifts. We've got it decorated. And now we get to just focus on our time as a family. We get to focus on baking together, making crafts together to just decorate the house some more. Not that it needs it, but...
Right. Yep.
But crafts always
add more touches.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And crafts always make the house feel more cozy and homey this time of year, because anything the kids make, it just adds a touch. But I always feel like that's what makes it less stressful.
I agree.
And you know what else makes it less stressful?
What?
A husband that helps out.
Oh, yeah.
I've been really appreciating that lately, by the way.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that.
I mean, I am like very pleased tonight because I have been binge reading a few books, and I'm not going to discuss them here. And this is why I don't have one of those profiles that talks about all the books I read and like, because I'd probably be embarrassed.
She can't mention any of them on the air here, but whatever makes her happy.
This is a wholesome show.
Exactly.
But,
go on.
He wants to hear more.
I want to hear more. Remember last week, or our last podcast, she was not happy with me because,
dishwasher.
Yes, the dishwasher. I almost left this morning without doing the dishwasher. I was ready to go, ready to walk out the door. And I was like, oh, I forgot. I came back in. Really, it only takes, less than 5 minutes to do.
It
so
does,
I'm like, that is going to help me.
And because he did that, I was able to have time to wash Selah's hair, give her a blowout, wash my hair, blow mine out, put my makeup on, clean the entire bathroom, our master bathroom, might I add, which is pretty large, lots of tile, and in 5 minutes. So look at what 5 minutes does.
Yeah, that was a good trade-off. I'm good with that.
But I am very pleased because I have been on a reading binge lately, because I feel like mentally I need a couple days here and there that do that, because I go from watching the kids to working full time. And Jason does the same thing. So I'm not saying
because it's different being with the kids and doing that part of it all day. There's just it's a different animal. When you're at work dealing with clients and doing paperwork and on the computer, as opposed to, being on call 24/7, every minute of the day, it's constant, need this, need that. You're constantly picking up, doing this, doing that.
So I go from vacuuming
I completely to, understand. Any
cooking to wiping,
And any moms out there, you understand that. So any relief I can give. I try to do that, and I'm not always completely conscious of that. There's a lot of times where I'm like, I'm working hard. I had a long day at work. I got to go to work. I got to do this. And I'm in that mindset, and I need to just snap myself out of that sometimes.
Yeah.
And when I do that, that's when I'm you know, more alert of what's going on around here.
You are very alert.
Well, thank you. I try to be.
Yeah. So, Jason, I have to say, and I'm not bragging. I'm not saying, oh, my God, I got the best husband in the world. But, I mean, I feel like I do.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm sure there's many of you out there like that, but not enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no one's you to me. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, there's other husbands out there that have your mindset, but there's not enough.
Right.
You know, and it takes work to have that mindset, because we're a lot of men are not, I'm not, okay, I don't even want to
well, there's
speak
still,
like that.
Well, there's still an old school, like, you know, that's how things always were, is that the guy goes out and he works and he comes home and dinner's ready and the kids are taken care of and the homework's done and he just does the one thing, as opposed to... Yeah, it would be easy for me to have that mindset too. But if you do that thing and you do all of the other things, again, it just, it makes everybody happy.
You become a team. It becomes a unit. You become a team. You become closer. And your kids notice it more.
Right. I wouldn't have it any other way. If I could choose, I really, honest to God, if I could choose, if Casey was like, you know what, from now on, do you want me to just, you know, take care of you know, all that stuff, and you don't have to do anything after you get home from work, I honest to God, maybe I'd take it for a day or two, but I honest to God, I would say no, because you do totally miss out on certain things, because with us, like what Casey said, being a team, we're always together. Our family, Casey and I, are always together with the kids doing things, whereas if I was just like off watching the game in another room, I'd be missing out on so much stuff. And when they're at this age right now, being the ages that they are, they're going to grow up fast. They're not going to want us around. Yeah. And, you know, we got to savor
these
times here, and you just got to realize you got to, you know, see what's going on in front of you. So that's our, you know, little bit of parenting advice here that we'll throw in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I've been really enjoying the fact that you've been allowing me to binge.
Yeah, no problem.
Just, you know, and you know, it's mainly more so at night too. So, but we just came back from a weekend, and Jason allowed me to kind of rest and relax, and it's been nice, because I feel like I came back today on a Monday, and I read a lot of people's posts like, oh, Monday, today was the Mondayest Monday. You know, and I'm just like, Monday, I'm like, I'm killing it today. Like, Monday, bring it.
I
love it
today too.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, you just have to allow, you know, sometimes your spouse to sometimes just take a little break. So maybe next time it'll be your break.
All right. That sounds good to me.
But maybe in 2020, huh?
2020 is coming pretty soon.
He has a Vegas trip coming up. So
I think about that too. Yeah. You know, that's part of it too. So I'm going to be gone for 5 days, and Casey is going to have the kids day in, day out, and at night. There's not going to be any relief for her at all. Yeah. And I know if the shoe were on the other foot, which I would totally, you know, be fine with, but if the shoe were on the other foot, I know that would be really hard for me. And by, you know, day two, you know, I would be like, oh, man, this is, you know, day three. It's like, oh, my gosh, day four, you know. Mm-hmm. And our kids are great kids, but it's work.
But I also think that we do a lot with our kids, more than a percentage of people. And that's okay. But I think that's also what sometimes exhausts us a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that, because like we already said, they're only young once. But Jason's going to be going to Vegas for the Home Builders Show.
Yes. Woo! Yep, in January, the International Home Builders Show.
Yeah. So he's always like, yeah, it's just a work trip, And I'm like, oh, yeah, then why are you posting photos of going to, like, the Beatles show or a comedy show or sitting on top of a building eating a steak dinner?
So I go.
Mama ate mac and cheese tonight.
I know. That is the one thing that I do get spoiled. So I go with my dad, my mom. So the home building company is myself, my dad, and there's another partner named Jim. So Jim and his wife, My mom, my dad go. Casey and I used to go before we had the kids. Once they get a little bit older, we'll be able to continue that again, which would be awesome. But I'm with them, and, you know, every night after the seminars and everything like that, we're going out to eat somewhere. They love going to see the shows, so they get tickets for all the shows. They've got, like, a whole agenda for us to do while they're there. So, you know, I do feel a little guilty when I'm gone. Like, I'm living it up out there, and, you know.
Yeah, but one thing, too, people are always like, well, your kids are old enough to take them on a trip. Why don't you just bring them? Why don't you just bring them?
No, not to Vegas.
Okay, so I just want to say, I know people are like, well, they're making it more of a family vacation there in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but there is no way I am taking my 4 and almost 6-year-old to Vegas.
Right? Walking down the sidewalk and there's people handing out naked cards of women.
Mom, what? She's not wearing anything. Mom, why is she naked? How am I going to explain that? Why is he handing me a picture, Mom, of this lady? I don't know. How am I going to explain that? You know, I mean, they're just... I know that there's some nice things there, but there's too many things that aren't so nice that kids should just not be around. So I just always say, no, we are not bringing them there.
Right. Nope. I completely agree. It's not an atmosphere
for
them.
And we never go on big vacations. So there's no way I'm going to take time and spend time going on this family vacation to Vegas.
They're not
going to
like it.
Gone half the time,
right.
too.
The kids aren't, there's nothing for kids to do, so they're not going to like it. And that's just how it is for now. So.
Yep. So... that's our whole little segment on Christmas becoming holiday.
Yeah.
And how we deal with the holiday stress.
How we sweep it away. A little bit of parenting advice.
A little bit of parenting advice. A little bit of marriage advice there.
Yep. And my upcoming wild and just downright crazy Vegas trip.
With his mom and dad.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for listening.
Talk to you next time.